of the Levy School of Business at the university.
The reality is that even in one of the wealthiest regions in the country and in the world, we still have a significant number of people who are not getting the minimum required diet that they need to be healthy.
Kathy Jackson, CEO of the Second Harvest Food Bank.
The numbers continue to go up. Our ability to address them also continues to go up, but we're just having a hard time reducing the gap.
The Hunger Index shows the gap grew by 12 million meals from 2010 to 2011. In the South Bay, Jennifer Hodges, KGO 810.
It's 8:32 on the KGO Saturday morning.